It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe we're already into the month of November. Those of you that are like Halloween had it this week. We had a few kids show up at our house and dressed up our granddaughter. She enjoyed it, although she's one, probably didn't really know what was going on, but Havana had a good time. For my running friends, I want to give you a big shout out for running in the Trick or Trot race last Sunday at Manchester at 2:30. It was pouring rain the whole time, but thank you for participating in the Delta Dental Points Chase Series, the Millennium Running Series. I know there are other races that people could do, but definitely running the Trick or Trot race was pretty fun. Now, speaking of wellness, of course, a component of running is that it makes you well. I mean, I'm a slow runner, but it helps to keep me well. So this weekend with me from the Capital Area Wellness Coalition is their leader, Joanne Telgner. And Joanne, thank you for joining me this weekend. I know you're a busy woman, but I appreciate the fact that you came in this weekend, November 2nd and 3rd, to visit with me.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
So the website is www.capwellness.org. And why don't you describe your mission? And it's hard to believe because I'm so close to it. It seems like yesterday that it was formed, but it was formed actually 10 years ago in 2009. But why don't you explain, what the mission is all about and your role in it?
Well, 10 years ago, I think Mayor Boulay actually approached us and said, how can we start really putting some of these healthy initiatives that we have as a community together? And we decided to pull a group. We had 35 stakeholders that came together and really wanted to be resources and create a partnership with each other to really highlight all the active living, healthy eating opportunities that are going around in the capital area. So we've taken on many different projects, but we're not as well known as we'd like to be. We've been very fortunate that the hospital has provided leadership for this. Both Mike Green and now Bob Stegmaier believed in this and have given time for staff to support it. We also have she's full-time, but she's a part-time coordinator that works at the Center for Health Promotion that does most of the work for the Capital Area Wellness Coalition.
And let's get into your background. You've been the director of the Center for Health Promotion for many years, and you've been with Concord Hospital for over two decades in the wellness field. So how did you get interested in that? Is this something that you always thought you'd want to get into? I know after the turn of the century, in about 2004, you got your master's in integrated health and healing. So did this kind of thought of getting involved in promoting wellness, did that come later, or is this something that you always had a vision for?
No, actually, I really fell into an opportunity at the hospital that I had. I was going through my own sort of life circumstances, and it was a perfect spot to land in an area that you need to sort of take care of yourself. And we talk a lot about self-care, and I got really involved and passionate about worksite wellness, as you know. So I started to really promote that for Concord Hospital employees. And we'd run a center at night that we were doing it for the community. But I was a big advocate of how do we do this for our employees by day. So we created a pretty robust wellness center that is really for the community, but our employees are able to partake in that. And then we do a lot of offerings for our staff. So we've just created a network in Concord of people who want to, as you know, Delta Dental has been a big supporter from day one because of your employee wellness contributions and being kind of a role model for some of the other businesses in town.
Well, it's great. And each year when we do the Well Done Awards, we see all of the great organizations in the Concord area that are into this field. And it's funny, I when I go to that every year, I learn something new that in terms of what's going on. And, at our campus, of course, we have running groups, walking groups, we have aerobics classes, we have yoga, we have the Wellness Coalition signs that encourage people, to take the stairs instead of the elevator. All those things, I really create an organic culture, but I do think that your coalition, the Capital Area Wellness Coalition, really gives you a brand to help you know other organizations get involved with this, and you don't have to be a big company. You know, you can be a company of six people and still and still do this. So tell us what a couple things that are going on, the ARP trail signage and the CAWC trail passport. Tell us what those are about.
Well, this year, actually, Delta Dental, we thank you for supporting the reprinting of the trail passport. And what it is really highlights the 31 trails that Concord has at its disposal. And that was one of the things early on that you know, leadership in the community said to us, don't go reinventing something. We have all kinds of things around us, and but people don't know about it, and let's promote it. So we created this passport, and it really has taken off and created a great collaboration because AARP did a few events for their members. They hosted them at the Center for Health Promotion just to help people understand how to navigate the trail system and how to get out there. And it was so well attended that I think they've done three of them now. That usually has close to 100 people. And then, and this is part of our mayor's walk is what introduced AARP to the coalition. And then they decided that some of the trails in Concord, I haven't seen all of them and been on all of them, but have could use some improved signage just to help people navigate through. So I know that in August, the AARP did two trails with wayfinding signs. And there's a gentleman at Heritage Heights that has created a group. And at, right now, I think they've done 23 of the 31 trails. And so it's just kind of a grassroots. It's just taking on. The Concord Young Professionals promote the trails. They're out there doing the trails. So it's something that everybody can kind of tag on. And as you know, the trails are free. It doesn't cost a thing. Just park your car in the parking lot and head up.
And it's interesting what you said at the top, which is that you were almost like codifying and just communicating what's already in existence.
Yes.
I think so the mayor put that really well. And I think that I found doing this show now for going on to 8 years and you talk to people that live in New Hampshire, you know, they've never been to the Flume or they've never been to the Discovery Center, and there are Concord residents that don't use this trail system. You don't have to be a runner. You can walk, and it's extraordinary. So I think one of the great things that, to me, that the coalition has done is really publicize all the great things, you know, that already exist in Concord.
Right.
So that's terrific. So let's circle back to what you're currently keeping busy with. I know you're on the Granite United Way Community Impact Team, and you're president of the board for InTown Concord. So tell us your outside Concord Hospital activities, which you remind me of me and Joe Casper. Does Concord Hospital ever get to see you? But tell us about your activities with the Granite United Way, as well as InTown Concord.
Well, Concord Hospital gets to see me plenty, so that I'm not.
Well, that's good.
I do a lot, but I guess my social world is my volunteer work, and I really do that. And I think what's been so great about the coalition and the Center for Health Promotion is the community partners that we have, and I think that does speak to the work that you do, Joe does. When you're out in the community and you're visible, your organization becomes visible and very credible. So, you know, we get to see, when I first started in health promotion, you know, it was about physical fitness and nutrition and, you know, stress management. Those aren't the days anymore. You know, we're starting to really work with depression and opioid use and it all comes together. So it's how do we leverage, you know, the advocacy work that New Futures is doing. They've created a national model in terms of collaboration and, you know, advocating for children's behavioral health. And how, you know, how does Merrimack, you know, Granite United Way understand Merrimack County, what's happening, you know, at the state level, and as well as the hospital, because, you know, we have Riverbend, and I work in the Riverbend Education Work Group. So it's just trying to connect the dots of all these agencies that are doing really good work, sometime in a silo, but I think that if we can keep them connected. And I feel like that is a bit of the role of the hospital, that it can help support their efforts to move forward.
It supports overall population health. And I like the way you put that, is sort of, you know, connecting the dots, because you're correct. In New Hampshire, and I note this as well on the education side, there's a lot of great things going on in all parts of New Hampshire, but sometimes, you know, in silos. And of course, the other point you made is, you know, the mental health awareness. I've had Chief Justice John Broderick on many times on the show, both during the week and on weekends. And of course, this whole mental health awareness, and it's all connected. You know, the opioid addiction, you know, mental health, you know, food insecurity, homelessness. If you take a step back, and you can see, you know, you can see all those connections. So, back to the Capital Area Wellness Coalition. The website is capwellness.org. The mission is to coordinate resources and build partnerships that increase access and awareness of healthy eating and active living opportunities in the Capital Region. So, of course, you get support from Concord Hospital and Delta Dental, but I'm assuming other corporate sponsors would be desired. So if someone wanted to help out either as a volunteer or writing a check, what would be the process?
Well, the great process would be to contact me, and I could set them through the Concord Hospital Trust, which is where our funding goes through. We've had some funding that comes from, you know, Cheshire Healthy Monadnock. The city of Concord is supporting us with our work for the 5210 project that I can get into. But it's really, at this point, we're not a separate 503, but we would run it through the hospital trust.
So if someone, should they just go on capwellness.org, or should they call you if they're interested?
Yeah, they should call directly if they can.
Do you have a number for us?
Yes, 230-7313.
All right, you're going to start getting some of those calls. So again, the website is capwellness.org. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend, November 2nd and 3rd. And again, big shout out to my running friends, and thank you for running last Sunday in the trick-or-trot race in Manchester. And the day before, there was the Wicked Fit Run in Concord on Saturday, and that was well attended, and of course, you know, raises monies for, you know, families in transition. No rain on that one, but it did rain on Sunday, so it's appropriate that I mention the Wicked Fit Run when we have with us Joanne Telgener from the Capital Area Wellness Coalition and from Concord Hospital. Joanne, thank you again for joining me this weekend.
You're welcome. I have to say, the Wicked Fit is the first 5K I ever ran, and it was the most
nice.
Fun.
It was.
Oh my God, to see all those people in costumes was fabulous.
It's fabulous. It really is, mm-hmm. And it's a really cool course, and it's pretty much flat, which as I get older, that's cool. So tell us about the 5210 project and what that is all about.
Well, that is really 5210 is 5 fruits and vegetables, 2 hours of screen time, 1 hour of physical activity, and 0 sweetened beverages. So what's happened over the last several years, we have been getting some additional funding to support that, and we have hired our part-time coordinator who's basically been working with Pittsfield, Allenstown, and some of the schools in Concord to incorporate this message into the classroom. So it's been very well accepted and well received, and you know, we hope to get into some of the other schools. We're actually planning to work with Head Start at the end of this month, I think, and then we're just trying to get the message out. We work with the schools, we work with the teachers to integrate it into their school curriculum. So it's been great.
Awesome. Now you had a very successful Well Done Award. Tell us about the recipients this year, Abbott Downing, Concord Police, and AARP. That's a great collection of organizations. So tell us what about their accomplishments.
Right. Well, this was our 10-year anniversary, and so we wanted to do it up a little bit different. And we gave Abbott Downing has been doing some incredible work about, they have kids dancing out of school on Friday afternoon. That's pretty cute. They tried to get on the Ellen show showing how they increasing their dancing and physical activity, and they have veggie snacks that are really well operated. The principal there is very committed to wellness for his team. So we wanted to highlight that. We highlighted the police department because they do a really nice bike safety rodeo for underserved, and they get helmets for kids up on the heights, and they have bicycles that they were able to give away. So we honored them. And then, of course, we talked a little bit earlier about AARP and how committed they are to our trail system program. So we wanted to honor them as well.
Awesome. And for the 10-year event, you also had a pretty well-recognized speaker from Tufts Medical School, Dr. Christina Economos. And so what was Christina's message?
Well, her role is really she goes into communities and helps them do somewhat what we've been able to do a little bit with the coalition, and really understand what are your assets and what do you have available and how do you link yourselves as a more of an integrated system to make some meaningful projects work. So she's really focused on childhood obesity, and she's really, her target is the 2 to 5 year olds, that we could try to identify them early and look for some of the ways. So her work complements the 5210 program, or I should say the other way around, 5210 complements her work. But she's nationally recognized, and she has access to help communities, and our hope is that she will be able to do some of this work in Concord for us to help us identify where as a community we really want to leverage our resources, so that we're not working in silos, that we're kind of working together.
And she can probably provide some best practices, you know, that we could share and understand, and for all we know, maybe Concord is also being used as a best practice for, you know, for other communities. So the website is capwellness.org. The mission is to coordinate resources and build partnerships that increase access and awareness of healthy eating and active living opportunities in the capital region. The vision includes incorporating healthy food and physical activity in schools, just mentioned in connection to Abbott Downing. Providing educational opportunities on nutrition, healthy eating, and cooking, as been mentioned, and supporting active recreation and active transportation through education events and infrastructure improvements. And we talked about that with the trail passport and the trail signage. So looks like you've been able to implement your vision. Mm-hmm. This is pretty cool. So it's always good when you take a step back and say, okay, sometimes when you're so close to it, and as we talked about when we were coming to the studio today. I mean, the 10 years flew by, but sometimes it's good to take a step back and see all that you accomplished. So I congratulate you on that. But now let's look ahead. So 10 years from now, 2030, it's hard to say that, but that's what it would be, right? The Capital Coalition, the Capital Area Wellness Coalition would be successful if what happens over the next 10 years?
Wow. I think that we're transitioning a little bit under a population health model, and I think we're still learning what that looks like. But I do think that the coalition will be more involved with vulnerable populations, because we really know that they are at much more, they're a riskier group to work with, and that we need to sort of keep them out of the hospitals and out of the, provider's offices. But I think we're going to go down that route, which might be a little bit of a change.
And of course, with the connection with Concord Hospital, you'll be able to coordinate that. The website again is capwellness.org. So let's get back to the sort of the trails around Concord. I want to get a plug in for that. Why do you think people aren't, I mean, is it communication? I mean, I know when I go outside, we're close to the NHGI campus. You know, I can take, you know, I can walk 100 yards and I'm into a really great, you know, trail system. So to find the maps, the trail passports, where would people pick those up and sort of understand all the wellness opportunities that are right in front of our very eyes?
Well, we've distributed the trail passports all over different parts of downtown Concord. But the more expansive map can be found on the city website. So they have a trail program, and then you can pull up exactly the map of that particular trail. I know that the city also sells a pretty comprehensive book that has all the maps. And, you know, it's important for, you know, you as an employer and other employers to really become aware of this, because this is really also a draw for workforce. You know, the young folks that were having a really hard time bringing into New Hampshire, this is what they're looking for. They want places where their families can be active. They can get outside. It's not having to go to the White Mountains. And, you know, everybody in town kind of feels like this is really something that we should be promoting and making sure everybody's aware of.
That's a great point. That was in my list of notes to emphasize, which is not only is this good for it itself from a wellness perspective, but in the current talent war that we face with. I mean, we're fortunate Delta Dental's been named one of the best companies to work for in New Hampshire, but I think it definitely helps when people come, when a prospective employee comes in and they see employees walking all everywhere or jogging around. It creates that sort of culture of what some of the new folks who we want to stay work play in New Hampshire, no pun intended, and here it is, right, you know, right in the Concord area. And that's one way to sort of compete, you know, in the talent war. Let's close with New Futures and how that advocacy hub works to improve the health and wellness of New Hampshire residents and how that connects to the coalition.
Well, New Futures is really pulling together a lot of the groups. Originally, it was for advocacy for substance misuse and alcohol, and they've been able to really help our legislator make some changes to the Medicaid plan, the work incentive, and actually they represent a lot of social service agencies that wouldn't have the bandwidth to do this on their own. Not necessarily as connected to the coalition, but as I spoke earlier, you know, the behavioral health is such a huge component. You know, we see it, it's in every family, and so New Futures is really advocating to get the best for our citizens.
Awesome. And of course, thank you for mentioning Medicaid, because we're trying to get dental into the adult benefit for Medicaid. And I never thought I would see that in my professional lifetime. But we now have a work group working on that. New Futures has been definitely supportive of that. And, you know, the mouth is, you know, part of the body. So it kind of brings back the point that you just made, that really everything is connected, mm-hmm. you know. If you're physically and mentally healthy, you know, there's less opportunity to, you know, become addicted to opioids. And so it's all kind of, you know, it's connected. So thanks for all the work you do. And again, the website is capwellness.org for the Capital Area Wellness Coalition. We could use other corporate sponsors. I mean, big shout out to Concord Hospital for, you know, allowing Joanne to take the lead. Again, the mission is to coordinate resources and build partnerships that increase access and awareness of healthy eating and active living and opportunities in the Concord region. And so for those, I know sometimes I have skeptical listeners saying, where is the funding coming from? Well, basically what we're trying to do is create that common thread, you know, so it isn't increasing your taxes, you know, when we create a coalition like this. So, Joanne, thank you for 10 years of excellence, and may you have another decade of making a positive difference in our community.
Thank you.